Good morning. I'm Kim Blair.
And I'm Eddie Amos, and this is Virginia Technology Today. Virginia Technology Today is a new program here on WFIR, and it's designed to inform the local community on what's happening in terms of technology here in Southwest Virginia.
Over the past couple of weeks, we've talked about various programs, the impact on the region, and what it means to the general population. Today's guests will help us understand the various educational opportunities available.
And you know, Kim, one of the big questions I always get about technologies and opportunities in the region is, what about me, or how do I get started in this arena?
To help listeners understand educational opportunities in the region, we've invited Kay Dunkley, one of my favorites, the executive of the Roanoke Higher Education Center. Welcome, Kay.
Thank you.
We would love if you could. Can you tell our listeners more about the Higher Education Center and its mission?
Well, thank you very much for allowing me this opportunity to speak on the radio. I feel very privileged. Definitely, our mission is to provide partnerships and to maintain a state-of-the-art facility so that we're able to provide all types of educational opportunities to the citizens of the region. We're unique in that we have 10 colleges, universities, and organizations under one roof, allowing individuals to get programs and degrees right here in Roanoke without having to travel to a campus in Richmond, in Charlottesville, in Harrisonburg, Blacksburg, Radford. We opened our doors in August of 2000, and a lot has happened over these 20 years, so we have taken this opportunity to kind of step back, take a look at surveying our stakeholders and ask them, what is it that we need to do to be more relevant and to meet the needs of our workforce?
20 years, do you have a big celebration plan?
We do. We have a couple activities. Eddie, thank you for bringing that up. We have a gala on June 20th of 2020, and then we will celebrate with anniversary cake on August 20th of 2020,
That's the day of our opening.
Yes.
You know, every time I walk in the Higher Education Center, I'm simply amazed at the number of students and the various programs going on in the building. Could you tell the audience a little bit about the types of offerings that you have? And is it limited just to college?
It is not. There are several workforce development and workforce ready, workforce prep. We offer anything from the GED, the graduate entrance exam, to associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctorate. So if you want to be a pastry chef, if you want to open your own culinary arts program, then please come and visit Virginia Western's culinary arts program. But if you want to be a teacher, a social worker, or you want to major in criminal justice, Radford University right here in Roanoke can assist you. And definitely, if you want to be a counselor either in the clinical setting or the public school setting, Virginia Tech is the place to be right here. Massage therapy from Dabney Lancaster. JMU is doing some very, I think, innovative programming with wannabe principals, wannabe supervisors, and training for potential superintendency. And then there's Virginia Commonwealth University, a very strong presence in anesthesiology and gerontology.
I don't think there's many educational facilities that could say we can get covered from GED to PhD these days.
Well, I think probably other higher ed centers in Virginia can say that.
Okay.
But right here in Roanoke, Eddie, hopefully we're the best game in town.
That's
hopefully.
Fantastic.
Kay, we often hear about the digital divide in terms of access or the training required to work in the technology industry. What are the benefits of the Roanoke Higher Education Center that they bring to the broader economy and the citizens of our region?
Well, you know, digital divide means different things to a lot of people. Digital divide can mean those that have access to technology and those that don't. So therefore, it's incumbent upon the Higher Education Center to make sure that we have the necessary resources, the necessary services for them for upskilling or training. Our adult learners deal with online learning, so that's part of the digital age as well. And adults are trying to juggle home and school and work and children and life's experiences. So Old Dominion University probably has the biggest array of online learning. When you look at technology jobs for the future, I mean, Eddie, you've worked with GE Digital. Think about what's going to explode, if you will, with 3D imaging, with prosthesis inventions, with healthcare technology, with artificial intelligence. We at the Higher Ed Center, as well as all colleges and universities, need to think in terms of what it is that we can meet the future jobs, even when we don't even know what they might be.
Didn't we have an opportunity to have the Lieutenant Governor recently visit
the
Higher Ed Center?
We did. Justin Fairfax was there, was most impressed. His first visit on December 20th of 2020. 2019 and was able to talk with students. I mean, I thought that was the best way to get him, not what I can talk about, but what it is from the student experience of access to educational opportunities, and took lots of photographs, Eddie, and had a good time.
In full disclosure, I'm privileged to serve on the board of the foundation at the Higher Ed Center, and I think it's a wonderful initiative you have, having me and several folks that can come in and, you know, share experiences and things that we want to do. But as you look forward, coming up on the 20th year anniversary, what's the biggest challenges and opportunities you see for the Roanoke Higher Education Center moving forward?
Well, Eddie, I think you've participated in some of that discussion, and of course, Kim Blair knows very well, coming from the Virginia Tech Carilion School of Medicine, is that we have got to have curriculum that is relevant. You know, our curriculum needs to remain relevant. And not only that, is we've got to have the means by which, if individuals spend their time getting training, what are the jobs available? So we've got to do that linkage for them. What is the earning potential for XYZ program and XYZ career? And that's something we need to have more student success services available, career center available, and definitely need the money in order to fund such things.
And if I look at where Kim's office is down around the VTC and yours at the Higher Ed Center, I think Roanoke's in a very nice position to build like a nice high-tech corridor in between those two entities. And that's not technology. There's a lot of jobs that go along to support that.
And the commercialism of the research center and what is the role that we can play as a Higher Ed Center. And you know, we're looking for extra classroom space by which we can provide. There are lots of space in Riverside Circle, but we're also learning there's got to be bigger classrooms than what they can accommodate.
And as we move from, I think Kim would say, a trains to brain society, we borrowed that from three people I know along the way.
We're all taking credit for that.
Exactly. It's going to take a lot of different skill sets and a lot of different educational opportunities to actually move this forward.
So, Kay, let's say I'm ready for a job change, which I'm not, or an opportunity to seek another degree. How does one, in particular listeners, learn more about the opportunities of the Roanoke Higher Education Center?
That's a good question, Kim. We have three open house events each year. Individuals will have an opportunity to meet representatives from all of our organizations, talk about programming, learn about cost, credits, time frame, and of course, potential jobs that come with that training. The other way to learn more is our Director of Academic and Student Services is Dr. Carla James Jackson, and she can be reached at our main number of 767-6161.
And Dr. Carla James, she just recently
received her doctorate at the Higher Education Center from Old Dominion University.
Congratulations.
Instructional design.
That's
yes.
Great. Kay, we are so appreciative you've made time for us this morning. Thank you so much for your insights. And we would love to have you back in the future to discuss more changes and opportunities within our community.
It would be a pleasure. Thank you.
So unfortunately, we're out of time this week. Kay, thank you for spending time with us in the studio. I'd like to thank our executive producer, Joey Sell, for running the controls and providing direction. Until next week, I'm Eddie Amos.
And I'm Kim Blair, and this is Virginia Technology Today.